Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Farm Unicorn. Betsy Bradshaw lived on a farm. This was a bit unusual because Betsy also lived in a city, and cities don't usually have many farms. Well, not unless they're the family fun day out sort of farm. You know the sort, the ones that have a few goats to pat and a bored looking horse chomping hay in a field. Those sorts of places aren't often really farms, and often you aren't allowed to pet the animals for long, which is fair enough as they do have a lot of people petting them, and that might get a bit annoying for them. Betsy's farm had been there for many hundreds of years, and over those years, people had tried to buy the farm so they could build houses, but Betsy's family had never accepted any offers. They were farmers, always had been and always would be, so the city grew around them and they were left to tend their small flock of sheep, the piggeries, the horses and chickens. Betsy's family had lots of pets, far more than most people would have. After all, they had plenty of space for them. And so Betsy also had 6 rabbits, 4 guinea pigs, 3 budgies and 2 dogs. Oh, and when our story starts, there are also some puppies too that the family found as strays. This all sounds brilliant, doesn't it? How much fun would it be to have all those animals and to have all that space to play in? But Betsy didn't see it like that. She actually felt really rubbish, most of the time, because, well, she was different to the other kids, and being different can feel difficult at times. "Have you got the new version of Splashdown?" one of the other kids asked at her break time. "What's Splashdown?" she asked. "You don't know Splashdown? It's only the best game out there. It's amazing. Surely you had the old version, right?" "I don't even have a computer," she said meekly. And it was true. She spent all of her time playing on the farm with the animals that she wouldn't have time to play on a computer, even if she did have one. The kid looked at her in puzzlement. How could someone not have a computer? Betsy shrugged. The next day in maths, the homework handed out was particularly gruesome. Betsy and her friend Kia looked at each other and rolled their eyes. "Give me your mobile number, Betsy," whispered Kia. "We can help each other out later." "I don't have one, do I?" said Betsy. "What, you still don't have a mobile phone?" Kia was astonished. "But how do you let your parents know where you are and all that?" "They always know where I am. Here, or at the farm." "That farm is weird," said Kia, and then quickly apologised. It had popped out, and she didn't mean to hurt her friend's feelings. Betsy sadly said it was okay, but it was upsetting. She was fed up always being the one without the latest tech, who hadn't seen the scary TV show that everyone was raving about, and who never went anywhere or did anything. It made her feel lonely, and the others gave up talking to her or asking her anything, as they knew that she wouldn't have a clue what they were talking about. Now, not that Betsy would have known, but the latest viral sensation was news that a unicorn had been found in the wild. People would post blurry videos on the internet. TV shows appeared with experts talking about where on earth it might have come from or if it even existed at all. Betsy was having a particularly lonely day when she overheard the others talking about it. "They say a unicorn was seen in our city. Can you imagine? How cool would it be if it came to your house?" Betsy had an idea. It was a really bad idea, in fact, but she suddenly saw a way to make herself seem more interesting. She opened her mouth and found the following words popped out. "Oh, I forgot to tell you, it came to our farm and my dad managed to capture it." "You're joking. Why didn't you tell us?" There were shrieks of excitement. "You didn't ask. It's in the barn right now." "But what's it like? Wow, a real unicorn?" Mr. Perkis, the teacher who had overheard this, was amazed and thrilled as the rest of the children. "This is phenomenal news, Betsy. He rushed off and did something that if Betsy had known would have made her own up to her lie right there and then. He phoned the farm immediately and asked to speak to Mr. Bradshaw. "I heard you've had something rather new arrive at your farm." Mr. Bradshaw thought the teacher was talking about the puppies and grunted in acknowledgement. "Would it be possible to bring the children to see? They're so excited." "Well, I don't see why not," he said, rather confused at the teacher's hysterical voice. "They'll never have seen anything like it in their lives. What an opportunity, thank you. We shall be over after lunchtime." Mr. Bradshaw heard the click of the phone go down and was really quite puzzled. Surely some of the children would have seen puppies before. Well, city folk were strange ones after all. Mrs. Bradshaw thought it would be lovely to have Betsy's class to visit. Betsy never brought any friends home usually, and so she started to bake some cakes and biscuits and poured big jugs of lemonade for their visitors. "Big announcement, everyone. This afternoon, we shall be going to Betsy's house to see the unicorn for ourselves. Mr. Bradshaw has kindly invited us to visit." The class went mad, whooping and cheering and hugging Betsy. Betsy felt sick, but it was so unusually nice to be the centre of attention. She found that she couldn't say a word to put things right. Even as they packed into the coach to travel to the farm, Betsy's mouth was dry, and she could only listen to the babble of voices talking about unicorns. "Please help yourself before I give you the tour," said Mrs. Bradshaw, indicating the table heaving with tasty treats. The children crowded around and began to tuck into the spread. Betsy, however, started to cry and ran up the stairs. Her mother was bewildered and followed her upstairs to where she was slumped on her bed. "What on earth is the matter?" "I told a lie. I said we had a unicorn in the barn. That's all they wanted to see." "A unicorn? What on earth?" "It's all over the news, apparently. Everyone was talking about it. One's been seen in the area. Well, if you believe the internet..." "Just another reason we're better off without it. I never get to be part of what's going on. I never even know what's going on. I just wanted to be, I don't know, special for once." "What nonsense. What a pickle you've got yourself into." "Well, leave it with me, Betsy." Mrs. Bradshaw wasn't really cross. She felt a bit bad that Betsy had felt so left out. So she decided that a little white lie might be needed just to put things right. She went downstairs and said that she was very sorry, but the unicorn had in fact disappeared in a puff of pink smoke. "But would anyone like to see some puppies or help feed the goats? I think we've got some baby ducklings too. You could hold them if you like," she said. There was a moment of disappointment, but then excitement spread through the room. The children scampered through the house and the farm, delighted to see all the animals, and even better, being allowed to touch and stroke them. The children found out that it wasn't like one of those family fun farms at all. They could brush the horses, feed the goats, help feed the puppies and stroke the ducklings as much as they liked. After all, the animals only saw the Bradshaws and absolutely loved the attention they were getting. And in a matter of hours, like most things that go viral, no one was talking about the unicorn anymore. After all, there was a new season of the scary TV show on later, so that was the talk in the coach on the way back from school. And Betsy vowed never to lie again. She didn't even want to. She realised that just because her life was a bit different, it didn't make it any less interesting than other people's lives. And the children had been wowed by the animals and had a great time on the farm, and Betsy found herself making some friends. Friends who would come and play at the farm from time to time, even though there wasn't a single unicorn to be seen. And that's the story of the unicorn on the farm. Or rather, the unicorn who was not on the farm, in fact.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.